grow on weekly basis instead of daily basis, and you'll see a huge, huge difference in your transformation. Morning, champ. Welcome to Chief here, professional problem solver, coming to you live for another episode of Wake and Make. Today, what I want to share with you is that action comes before motivation. This is one of the biggest misconceptions, and that's the reason why some of us would freeze. The inability to take action is often associated with procrastination or perfectionism. Those are the two things that lead to self-sabotage most often. But there's also a misunderstanding. There is a massive misunderstanding that we need motivation in order to take action, where in fact, the appetite comes with the eating. It comes naturally. It's called momentum. That's why I choose self-discipline instead of motivation every single time. Look, when you choose self-discipline, you focus on doing smaller things, but consistently. And keep in mind, doing the easy things is very easy, but not doing the easy things is also very easy. A lot of people invest in motivation books or motivational seminars, and they would go to listen to a motivational speaker. And the reason why motivational speakers are so good is because their goal is to create that perception, that dream, make it so close to us. And what that does for us, it gets us hyper motivated, which is a good state to be in. But a lot of times, because it's very emotional state, it doesn't help us to be practical. It doesn't help us to, consider all the things that will have to take place in order for the results to come. So if we take gym, for example, and if I tell you that you can do 20 push-ups, how many would you do today? And I know what your answer would be, probably 21. You probably would go for 22, right? You would go beyond your capacity, because a lot of people teach us to go beyond what we're capable of in order to grow. And growth is amazing, but you can choose two ways to grow. This way, to go outside of your comfort zone every single day and exhaust yourself to the maximum, which I found out doesn't work for me. Maybe it works for you, but what happens when I go to the gym hyper motivated and really max myself out, then I'll be sore for the next 3-4 days. If I'm fortunate enough to go back on Thursday, if I start on Monday, how many reps would I do? I'll probably do the same mistake. I'll probably go for 20, 21 reps because I know this is my maximum. So I will try to grow it. And then my chances of coming back next week on Monday are very, very tiny. So instead, what I would suggest is if you know that 20 is your max, do 10 each day. Go in and out. By the end of the week, you now accumulated 70 reps. Now, if you continue to do 10 the first week, the second week, 15, the third week, 20, and the fourth week, 25. Now, by the second month, you will do how many? I'm not even able to do the math, but you will definitely see a significant change in your strength, and you would see a visible transformation because you stick to it and because you're counting on compound interest to create the results. So don't go max because you're hyper motivated, but instead create a goal, set your growth on small bites, grow on weekly basis instead of daily basis, and you'll see a huge, huge difference in your transformation. Hey, I hope this helps. Make sure you understand that action is king. Action is what drives results. You cannot have results without action. So start with action. Motivation is up and down, but purpose is consistent. Your motivation overall will grow as you're starting to see the compound interest working. Hope this works. Let's make it a great day and do the work.